ויהי ביום השמיני קרא מוישה אל אהרן ולבנו ולזקני ישראל. Rashi says, "Shmini lemiluim, the eighth day to the miluim, the consecration of the Mishkan, and it was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, shehukam haMishkan. On that day, the Mishkan was erected. Ba'oisa hayayim notol asara atoras. There were 10 crowns for that day. Mishayim lemaisa bereishis, Nisan nivra ha'olam, which Nisan." Rishon l'maisa bereishis, Rishon l'nesiim, the nesiim brought their korbanos then, Rishon l'kohuna, the kahanim started doing their avoda then, Rishon l'avoda, Rishon l'yiridas ha'esh, and so on. It was a Rishon for many different things. It was a day of simcha for the world like no other day. So that's the case. The simcha was so great. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu pick that day to punish Nadav and Avihu, the Bnei Aaron, with an early Misa, which was a Tsar Neira V'Oyim on that day? The happiest day in the world should be the day of tragedy, when Nadav and Avihu should be Nifter in such a tragic way. So the Altar of Kelm says he is Yisei Neira. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be my dear Klal Yisrael, that B'davke, on a day like this, that there is no other day, the day of Hashros Hashkina, on this world, Dafka then, he taught us, there's no greater simcha than the simcha of eradicating Aveira. L'maisa was an Aveira that they did. And getting rid of an Aveira is a simcha gedolah. Haganah came in tragic circumstances. It came in a oifen of tragedy. But the poel yoitze is a gevaldige simcha. We don't look at it as a simcha because we look at the means of getting there. But the etzem fact that chatoim were taken away, and that there was teichache, and that it was a warning to the rest of Klal Yisrael, that goof is ma'ira simcha. So bedavka on a day that represented such simcha, there was the simcha of midas hadin, that it brought simcha to olam hazeh and to olam haba together, and that in and of itself is another atara, mixed in together with all of the crowns of the day. Now again, we look at it as the means that brought to that. And that was talk a very big tragedy. But the poel yoitze of that, that there was a midas hadin, that brings tremendous simcha. Similarly, we find the Sfasemis asks a question. We know that that Yitzchok is midas hadin. And yet Yitzchok means tzchok, simcha, azimole tzchokinu, l'chayra. How does that fit in? How does one correlate with the other? The Teretz is up to Sfasemis. The midas hadin is the greatest simcha. When the world runs exactly the way it should, when the world runs in purity with kedusha, that goof is the biggest simcha. It's no wonder then the simchas beis hasheyeva on Sukkot starts on the same day as the ushpizin of Yitzchak. It's tired to disaster. No, it's not tired to disaster. The midas hadin and the midah of purity and the midah of exactness, that brings tremendous simcha. And the emesis, we can be moisif on that we know that the Mishkan was really ready to be put up in Kislev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let's wait till Nisan, because that is the month in which Yitzchak was born. What's the connection, says the Frum Shota? But if it comes out very good, because then Yitzchak was born represents one of the ultimates in simcha, midas hadin. When the world functions the way it should on exact din, that is a great simcha. And that fits in very well with the Yom Shehukam HaMishkan. If you look at the world today, the lack of law and order, and the amount of tragedy that it brings, and the amount of sadness that it brings, and adarabba, when there's discipline, when there's din, then the world functions properly. I had my own personal hergish. When I left Telz, many moons ago, so I said goodbye to my Rebbeim. So the Rebbe, I got choked up a little bit, saying goodbye to, was the Menahel of the Mechina, my high school, Rebbe Elazar Levy, Zechrayna Levracha. I was wondering why, why was I most choked up? He was a tough person. I was afraid of him, I had pachad meira from him. mamish, Yaki in German, mamish. Azaiki the boy, he put fear of the Lord into me. So why did I feel that choked up, you know, when I said goodbye? And I came to the conclusion is because when I was under his domain, I knew I was doing the right thing. I was scared out of my wits to go out of line. And I knew everything was good. This door would bring the dot. I got older and became a little bit more loose. And, you know, you had less hashgach or whatever. And then you didn't have such a good feeling. But under that rule, the couple of years that I was under him, I felt, and I was a Rebbe there under him as well. I had a pachet from him even after I was a Rebbe. That pachet I felt, you know, it gives simcha. That is, simcha is not in stira to din. Adarabba va'adarabba. Din is something that leads to simcha, and it's an oifen of simcha. And that's the pshat over here.
Can we say where the chray is accountability?
Yeah.
Structure, is that another word?
Everything together, discipline. That's really what it is. When a person is disciplined, that's the biggest simcha. Vayoyim Moshe, and Moshe said, "Zeh ha-dover ashetziva Hashem ta'asu." This is the thing that Hashem commanded you should do. V'yera aleichem kvayd Hashem, and the honor of Hashem will appear on you. So the Sfasemes used to quote a medrash, actually a safra, a Torah's Kayanim. Used to quote a Torah's Kayanim that his zayde the chedush yerim constantly used to say over. So he said, "Zeh adavar ashetziva Hashem ta'asu, oisa yetzer hara, that yetzer hara, haviru milibchem. Get that out of your heart. V'tiyu kulchem biyira achas, uve'etza achas. You all have the same fear, you all be in the same etza, v'shoris of nehamokin. Kishem shehu yechidi ba'olam, just like he is a yechidi, so too your avoda should be miyuchid before him." I heard last year from our Rav Rizali Berkowitz Lita, he said over three pshatim in this sefra. Number one, the Chofetz Chaim learns pashat. What is this yetzahara that we're talking about? Zeh adavar ashetiva Hashem, oisa yetzahara taviru melibchem. That Yetzirah, get rid from your heart. Chofetz Chaim is Bashit. Chofetz Chaim is Vir on Torah's Kahanim says, we're talking about the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. Get rid of that Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah. And the Pashtus is Takamashim like that. It says, Kishem Shu Yechidi, Kakta Avodashem, Yuchedas Lefonov, and not to any other God. That's what the Pashtus. The Sfasemes says another pshat in this Torah's Kahanim. He says, after they erected the Mishkan, they were waiting for the Shekhinah to come down. They were waiting, they were hoping it would come down on its own. So for that, the Sfasemes said, that's an atzas ha-yetzer. To wait for it to come down, the Mela, to bring the Shekhinah down, needs avoid the belief. You have to work on it in your heart, you have to concentrate on Hashem. You have to be mechayiv yourself to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and only Him. If you have the avoid the belief, so kamayim ponim el ponim, the Shekhinah comes down. Oisi yetzahara, that yetzahara, whether it's laziness or thinking it's going to happen in Mela, taviru melipchem, get rid of it from your heart. Bringing down the Shekhinah, that needs a special avodah. That's what he's referring to. Yadua from the Al Shech HaKadosh, v'osu li migdosh v'shachanti b'soichom. B'soichoy v'aynemar, it doesn't say Hashem will rest in the Mishkan. B'soichom. He first has to be resting. Some people teach, "V'osuli, I should make myself into a migdash." B'vavi mishkan evne. That's what you first have to do. The first avoda has to come in your heart, and afterwards that brings the Shekhinah down. But the thought that the Shekhinah is going to come down by itself, that's atzas ha-yetzer. That's laziness. Oisi yetzahara taviru milibchem. And then he said over a pshat from the Briskerov, which is mamish typical. Briskerov says like this, the Bnei Yisrael, they did the Avodah, and they brought the Kurbanis, and now they were hoping, oh, in the merit, in the schus that we brought the Kurbanis, we'll be zoichet to the Shekhinah. The Brisker Rebbe says that's a mistake. You don't do the Avoida to bring down the Shekhinah. You do the Avoida because that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded. It's a mitzvah in and of itself without any zeitige motivations. The greatest thing is the mitzvah itself. So that's the pshat. He says the Iker purpose is not to be an emtsoi, a medium of bringing other things down. The Iker is Zeh HaDavar Shetziv Hashem Tasu. This is the thing that Hashem commanded. This is what you should do, not with shame any other motivations. If it happens, such a thing, no. Over your avodah has to be to do what you have to do. One of the, I just saw now, the Brisker Agada bring down very interesting Brisker Mises. So one of the Brisker Rav's sons had a child. So the Brisker Rav's Zainikel. So somebody commented by the Suda, Azach Choshev Bris. The compliment the Brisker Rav's on Einikel, Azach Choshev Bris. So the Brisker Rav says, Oshal Azach Choshev Bris. Bris Milah's most Choshev mitzvah imaginable. Shenichrisu Aleha Yud Gimel Bris. So you're going to tell me, in addition to that, is there was another Cheshiva Sefer? Says, Marshal Amad Over Diamond. There was a Rebbe that said, Malamed, he said, that if I would be the king, I'd be richer than the king, if I was. Because I'm a king, plus I'm a Muhammad. I make money from my Muhammadis, so I'm richer than the king. What's a shayach to add on other milas in addition? So the Brisker Rav looked at it, the mitzvah itself, doesn't digress the chashivas. And that's the pshat over here. Don't look for other motivations. The ikkar is the mitzvah itself. That's pshat in that Torah's Kahan. By akrivul of Hashem Eish Zora, Nadav and Avihu, they brought forth before Hashem a strange fire, Asher lo tziva isam. Teitzei Eish melufnei Hashem, v'atoichu lo isam. And a fire emanated from Hashem and it consumed them. For what chayk were Nadav and Avihu chayim isam? So we find the machloikis in Divrei Chazal. There's one mandamer that says they were Meira Halacha, Bifnei Rabbam. They passed that they should bring the fire, even though a fire comes down, Min HaShemayim, they should bring Mitzvah Lahavim and Ahedim. Others say that they went into the Beis HaMikdash, Shtuye Yayin, they were under the influence of wine. Others say because they did not get married. Sir Yankiv, the Sefer Emes LeYankiv, asks the question, what's pshat over here? Machloikis, what they did wrong, what their aveira was. The pasuk says what they did wrong. Pasuk says, "Vayakriv lefnei Hashem eish zara shalitziv aysam." So why are Chazal arguing they did this wrong, they did that wrong? The pasuk says what they did. Zotrim yankir zicher. The reason why they were nifter and the direct cause of their ptira was they were makriv and eish zara, and that caused the fire to come down and to consume them. But tzaddikim ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu megi takol al yodam. Nadav and Avihu were kedoshei elyon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said about them, b'kroivai HaKadosh. Through my kroivim, I become sanctified. When people see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does din with tzaddikim, that is mekadosh shemoy, b'kroivai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called them kroivim. Rashi brings down a medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron, I thought that it's going to come through me or you. And I see that it came through them, they're greater than us. So to say that Nadav and Avihu were greater than Moshe and Aaron, so what's the pshat over here? How could it takol come? Ma behemten shal tzadikim ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe takol al yodam, tzadikim atzvam oikol shekin. So because of this, Chazal saw there must have been a more subtle aveira than this. That is not such an aveira, but epis they were nirshulim, and that allowed for there to be an opening to bring a takolo through them. In other words, tzaddik's not perfect, good. But if there's some sort of a nirshul that they were already nirshulim, even though it's not an aveira in itself, and maybe the aveira itself would not merit to get misa, or it leads to something where they don't have the shmira anymore. If you look at each one of these aveiras, there was some sort of a hisnasus, some sort of a haughtiness involved. Number one, being Meira Halacha b'fnei Rabbam. You know, that's haughtiness. That's taking things into your own hand when you have to be machmir yourself. Shaloi Nosu Noshim, they didn't get married. The Medrash says that they thought, listen, you know, we are sons of the Kohen Gadol. We are nephews of Moshe Rabbeinu, the man of Yisrael. Our uncle Nachshon, he's a Nasi of Shevet Yehuda. We ourselves are Sgan Kayanim. Like, who's good enough for us? Now, that doesn't mean that they said it openly, but Taich, there was a little bit of that kind of a machshavah. It was his Nasus. Shtuye Yayim, Nichnesu. Hagam, there are those that say they meant it L'shem Shamayim, but it was a lack of hachno to the Mokan. And Befrat is a mandomer that says that they were following Moshe and Aaron, and they said, Mosai Yamusa Oysen Zikainim, we're going to take over. Again, that doesn't mean that they said it openly, but in the subconscious it was there. So it was a subtle aveira in Midas, which left the Mokan for this to be chal. Those are Priyantia. And Rabbi Yankiv is at the end that this is a musr, that anybody that thinks that midas is just like a midas inyan of chasidus, here you see it's a matter of life and death. Because if a fellow is nichshel, even in a daksha bedak of midas, it leaves him open for other adeiros to be chal. Those of Rabbi Yankiv is the lesson from over here. Vesira Chatos, Dorosh Dorosh Moshe. Moshe wanted to know what happened to the Sira Chatos. Vine Soirov, and behold, it was burnt, it wasn't eaten. Vayitzav Moshe al Elozer el Isomer. He got angry at Elozer in Isomer. Madulo Yachaltem es Achatos, B'mokam HaKoidesh, Ki Koidesh Kadoshimu. Why didn't you eat the Chatos? Rashi says he was actually really addressing his time to Aaron, but Derech Kovod he didn't say directly to Aaron. And Aaron told him, you know, we had this terrible tragedy today, you know, we have a din of an oinon, and this is what happened to us, we should eat from the carbon. So, Daphne Fashtein, what was Moshe Rabbeinu's anger at Aaron? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo Bitrunya in Priyosef. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come with Azach Zorius, with people. Why? A day of unbelievable tragedy to Aaron. His two sons, Nadav and Avihu, that were close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kroivei HaKadosh, that Moshe Rabbeinu said that they're greater than us. And on this day of Simcha, if they call Am Va'eda, this tremendous day of Simcha, this tragedy, shared the Simcha, one can imagine that Aaron was shattered. So how can you come with a taina on, oh, why didn't you do this? What kind of a time that this Moshe Rabbeinu have? So the Alter Kelm said, by the person that lives in Torah and the person that lives in Avodah, there's no such thing as I was in a matzah where I couldn't do it. A soldier that's fighting in the army, despite the hardships and despite the falls that he takes, and sometimes he can be hit with bullets, he gets back up again and he pushes him to fight. I once read about a soldier. The worst things happened to him in the war. He got an ear cut off and then a part of his leg was amputated. He kept on going back for more. He's a soldier. He says he's going back to fight. He says someone that's a soldier in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's army and someone that's on the Madreig of an Aaron HaKohen, there's no such thing as excuses. So Mimele, yes, Aaron HaKohen was a type of a person that you could run from. Wasn't the pshat that Aaron was looking for Rachmanis? Aaron HaKohen, he was one shtick Kabbalah's Oil Malchus Shemayim with Shleimus. And on a person like that, who's such a soldier, such a person that she had to come with a taina with. The Alter from Kelm also is Oymer on the Gvur of Aaron. He says, a regular person that goes through such a tragedy, we have a heart attack, we nifted from the Tsar. We're not Shaykh. Tsar and his youngness and you name it. Aaron HaKohen took it and he Vayidon Aaron. Vayidon. That's how he was silent. Chofetz Chaim says, Vayidon, you didn't see one reaction on it. So for such a person that remains Bitzit Kosoi, such a person Taka, there's a Tviyah. That's the soldier in the army that he can't budge and no excuse is going to take him away from his Avodah. So Yodua, the Chofetz Chaim, lost a son at the age of about 21, 22 years old, Rav Avraham was a goyim, and a tzaddik, and he was ushered to be for the Gedolei Hador. He was nifter at a young age. What did the Chofetz Chaim say about the Shiva? What did he say? Chofetz Chaim said, he said over a maisa with a woman during the pogroms, Chomolnitsky's pogroms, Xeris Tachvatat. So there was a woman that lost her child, her only child. She held the dead body in her hand. She said, Rabbeinu Shalom, until now, I had to share my ahava for you with this child. He took away a chelik of my ahava. But now that he's no longer here, I can dedicate my ahava totally to you. So Chofetz Chaim said the same thing. He said, I had tremendous ahava to my son. Now that he's no longer here, I can give this ahava over to you. This is what the Chofetz Chaim's reaction. We can't even believe such a thing. Another time, Chofetz Chaim's an angel who was nifter, young girl. And he was then oisit with the Mishnah Brura. So he said, when he heard the mice, he said, Satan, Satan, you think you're going to take me away from my avodah? I'm telling you, you're not going to be matzliach. That's the reaction of the Chofetz Chaim. The Telzer Rosh Yeshiva, Rebellion Me'ab Lach, Leichet Tzadik Levracha, in his Ksovim, he's writing his Shiurim on Perek HaMafkin and Bava Metziah. So in his Ksovim, it says the following. I just received the Besura of my Mishpacha, my wife and children. Anyone that reads these Kedushim and sees that I'm continuing to be Isaac in the preparation and writing of Chedushim, shouldn't be Choshet Michas V'Shalom of Achzarius. How could I be so cold? I could continue writing Torah and preparing a shir when I just heard the most tragic of tragic news. He says, first of all, I was prepared for it. I already had a pretty good idea that this is what happened. That's first of all. Second of all, the Achrayus for a tzibur is much greater than the needs of a yachid. And what chashivas do the regoshim and the needs of a yachid have in comparison to the chiyuv of harbatzis tayir l'rab? Piliplon. That's pshat a soldier. That's pshat a soldier that's totally shakua and avodas Hashem. And on such a person, Aaron HaKohen, on such a kodosh, it's shaykh to come with the time. The Torah speaks about the non-kosher animals. Es hegomo ki mali geiruhu, the gomo which is mali geiru, uparsa inenu mafris, but its hooves are not split. The es hachazir ki mafris parsahu, it's mafris parsa, but it's not mali geiru. So the question is, the Kliyakar asked the question, why does the Torah begin saying the Simone Tar of these animals? Esa Chazir, ki Mali Geiru. It sounds like because he is Mali Geiru, Adarabba, Mali Geiru is the Simon of Kashrus. That's Esa Gomel, ki Mali Geiru. Uparsa in Enam Afris. The Esa Chazir, it tells me the Simon Tahara. Why did you mention the Simon Tahara first? The Simon Tahara that you find by both of them, that goof is a Siba for Tumah. That goof makes it, it's a Taisus Tumah. Why is that? Because with that they want to be going of Das as Habriyas. They use the Simon Kashris to look, we're kosher. So the Gomo, which is Mali Geira, it tries to cover up its hooves. You shouldn't see its tarpas. And it shows its malayeva. Look, I'm kosher. And lehepa the chazir, he sticks out its slovim. Look, I'm kosher. So lehepa, the fact that they have a simen tara, that helps out. There's no even to an apikoyris that gets dressed up as they like a Rosh Yeshiva and he makes himself, you know, as they look kosher and toichat varim, he spreads divrei apikoyris. So the whole tzura of the Rosh Yeshiva, that goof is a simen tumah. That's what happens over here with them. They use the simen tahara, gufa, to show that they're kosher when lehepach, they're not kosher.
So much teira.
What?
So much teira.
What do you mean? Yeah. Right. The Rebbe Yitzchak Baditshiva says a gevaldige vardrush. It says, Rosh Mahu Aimer Mahavoida Zeis Lochem. Bafato Hake Eshinov. What's the Hake Eshinov? Dr. Levi Yitzchak. So we know there's a chiluk between a Ra and a Rosh. A Ra is someone that be'etzim is bad. He's kulay bad. There's nothing good about him. The Rosh takes the shin of Sheker and tries to stick it in over there so you shouldn't see the Ra so clearly. Like Esav Rosh Abba, Eich Ma'asra Nesateven. He uses the shin of Sheker to hide up the fact that he's Ra. So when he comes and he says, Ma avoida zois lachem, he makes it look like he's also interested. Hake a sheen of, knock the shin out. Knock the shin out of the rush and tell him, I know exactly who you are. You don't fool me with the shin. It doesn't fool me a ki who said you're be'etzem ra. That's the shot over here that, you know, you find it by the animals, but you find it by people as well. They like to cloak themselves in a cloak of goodness when be'etzem, that, if anything, makes them more dangerous and makes them more dummy. Agudin Shabbos. What? Hakei Hashinah? Let's go back to Shabbos.